assemblage to order, there are several things we should like to do. First of all, I should like to introduce Mr. Walter Swindell, who is managing editor of that great paper, the Anglican Digest, published in Eureka Springs. Read something to us which you have had in your kits, but which we believe is so valuable that it bears repetition here at the beginning of this session.
Thank you. Somewhere out there, and I'm like Perry, I can't see, but somewhere out there there's a hard-working priest who should have received that acclamation. I don't know where Father Poland is out there, but you might just hear that.
Is the answer to a very simple question. What is the St. Louis Congress? The St. Louis Congress is not the end of the road. It is barely the beginning. One of the church's foremost canon lawyers has put it, the St. Louis meeting will have no authority. But as churchmen using the Book of Common Prayer, we are competent to work out the details. Those of us who are here in St. Louis are not delegates or deputies. We are merely representatives of our organizations, or in many, perhaps most cases, we represent nobody but ourselves. We are not here to vote into being the structure of a continuing church. Rather, we are here to learn what should be done and what it is possible to do. From here, after listening to keynote addresses, attending workshops, sharing experiences and the like, we will be able to return to our respective homes, knowing that others share our deep concerns to defend the faith, and knowing who those others are, and knowing what we must do to preserve the doctrine, discipline, and worship of the Church, and knowing with whom we must work. Do not expect miracles from the Congress. Do not expect a finished product. Do not expect answers to all your questions. Do expect that you will leave here refreshed, strengthened, and with more positive knowledge of what lies ahead and what you must do. The Fellowship of Concerned Churchmen, before and since Minneapolis, has worked long and hard to produce a package of information for you. Attend every session, every workshop, every opportunity to worship. Listen carefully. Open your heart to God's bidding and pray earnestly. Steel yourself for difficult times ahead as a defender of the faith. At this writing, there are at least two continuing dioceses. More will surely come. How many and how soon depends on you. And such dioceses will be the basic units upon which a constitutional synod and ultimately the continuing church will be formed. If in the weeks to come you act vigorously, wisely, faithfully, this Congress will have been a success. If you do not, the General Convention and General Synod Churches will fail.